The worst movie my wife and I ever saw was called 7-6 Gunners. We rented it on a VCR that tells you how long ago it was. My wife likes Westerns, and the summary sounded interesting, and I was like, oh, well, we'll try this one out. The movie was terrible. The acting was bad. In fact, the bartender in the movie looked like some hippie they'd dragged in off the streets, and he was reading his lines off cue cards off camera. The plot was lost in the sagebrush and the cactus, the camera work, and all the sets looked like a class project from a first-year film student. And the end was like almost sneezing. You know that feeling you get in your body when the sneeze is right there and you're ready to sneeze and it just goes away. That's the way the ending left us feeling. And 10 minutes into the movie, my wife and I, we started talking about how bad it was. And just everything about it was bad. But we watched the entire 90 minutes. Hello, this is Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter, your host, an ultramarathon runner, mindset coach. And this place, the Monday Morning Mindset, is where I give advice and tools about how to develop a strong mindset. So why did my wife and I watch this terrible, awful movie that was the worst we've ever seen? Why did we sit there for 90 minutes, even though we knew it was bad? It is a concept that is an economic concept called sunk costs. There is something inside of all of us, this feeling of sunk costs, a feeling that you need to keep going because you've already invested time and or money and made the decision to start. And because of that, because of what you've invested, you have this feeling that's like, well, I should finish it. I should keep going. I mean, it's just I've already invested, you know, this much time into this movie, and maybe it'll get better. But yeah, that is the idea of sunk cost. Here's another way it shows up. I went to a Mexican restaurant, and I looked at the menu, and the picture on the wall, you know, the picture of the burrito made it look like it was small. So I ordered the burrito and a side of refried beans. Now, the picture made it look small, but the burrito was huge, and I ate all of it and half the beans because I'd paid for it. Now, did I really need to eat that? Did I really want to eat that? No, I knew that the scales were going to show up the next morning. I was like, you know, I really shouldn't have done that, but I did it anyway. Why? Because of sunk cost. I'd paid for it. I'd invested money. Granted, not a lot, but because I had invested in it, I felt obligated to do something that I knew that I really should have avoided. I should have left a third of it still on the plate. Here's another example. Suppose you're in a job that you used to love, but now you're just going through the motions, and you get an offer for a job that will give you the chance to develop new skills. And you consider it, but you know you've spent the last 12 years working your way up in the job you have now. Even though it's not really lighting your fire anymore, you're on this plateau in your career. You may not even have really all that much chance of advancing further. But the sunk costs, the idea that you've been there for 12 years and you've already invested that much of your life in this job, oftentimes, those sunk costs will make you feel obligated to stay in a job that you really don't care for all that much instead of taking the risk of doing something new. This sunk costs, this principle of sunk costs, it will keep you stuck in bad relationships. It will keep you in a bad job. It'll keep you in a house that doesn't work for you anymore. It'll keep you stuck in a neighborhood you really ought to move away from. And in the business or investments, we call that throwing good money after bad. Oftentimes, business people, business owners or entrepreneurs will get the idea that you've invested so much of yourself, so much money into this, you can't quit. It's you've put too much in it for you to let it fail. But the thing is, it is probably going to fail anyway. And you think that if you keep going, you keep trying, that eventually things will turn around and you'll recoup your investment. Sometimes that happens, but oftentimes it doesn't. And so the idea is sunk costs oftentimes will keep you into something that you really should quit. Now, gamblers have the same motivation. It's very obvious in gamblers. They keep playing, thinking that, you know, so I'm going to hit it big. I'm going to get it all back. I've already spent this much money. I've got to keep going to get back what I've lost. That is sunk costs. So how do you keep from getting into this vortex? How do you keep from being influenced by this draw for sunk costs to keep you going into something that really isn't working for you anymore? Well, that is oftentimes the question that life coaches will ask. How's that working out for you? Stepping back and looking at what you're doing and looking at where you're at right now. Forget about what's been in the past. Looking at where you're at right now and say, am I getting the results for my life, for, you know, in this situation, what I'm doing right now, am I getting the results that I want? A way to help separate you from this influence of sunk costs. First, take a step back. You know, ask yourself that question. Take a step back and imagine what you would say to someone who was in the exact same position you're in right now. Imagine that it was somebody else looking at your life and taking a look at it without the draw of like, oh, I've already invested so much. I've got so much of myself in this. I've got so much money in this. I can't quit. Step back and imagine what an outside perspective would look like. And then also take a look at what is it costing you in opportunities missed. If you've got a lot of stuff invested in the way that you're going, you've had to say no, you've had to turn your back, you've had to turn down and say no to other opportunities because you've committed yourself to this track because you've invested so much time and money, and you're trying to justify the fact that it's going to work out eventually. How many opportunities or how many future opportunities might you lose if you keep going the way that you're going? How's it working out for you? And the third thing to do is reconcile the fact that everything that you've invested up until now is gone. That's why they call them sunk costs. I mean, it's sunk. That money is gone. It's not going to come back. And you can look at your situation where you're at right now and take an honest look. Is this really what I want to be? Do I really want to commit to this and continue putting money into this, even though I've lost, you know, what has been past is gone? So let the past be the past. Let it go. Whatever you have invested up until now, it's gone. You're not going to get that back. And decide based on the fact of where you're at now, are you headed the direction you want to go? Is your life working out the way you want it to? If it's not, all you have to do is change your mindset. Change your mindset and make that work for you, and you can have the kind of life that you want. Don't let those sunk costs, don't let the things that in the past that are over and done with that you're not going to get back, even though you've invested of yourself, your emotions, your sweat, your money, all of those things that you've invested, if it's not getting you to where you want, let it go, change your mindset, and start headed toward where you want to be. Don't let the sunk costs. Don't sit through movies that are bad. Don't eat more food than you need. Don't stay in a job that doesn't light your fire anymore. There are a lot of reasons for letting those sunk costs go and to look at a different future. You may decide to stay, But don't let the sunk costs be what keeps you stuck where you're at. The sunk costs will oftentimes blind you to the real situation that you're in, that you're not going in the direction you want to go. If I can help you, if I can help you out, help you get started, if you want to make some changes in your life, let go of the sunk costs and go for an epic life, reach out to me, ultramindsetpodcast.run. You can contact me in a variety of ways there. You can also schedule a free 25 minutes, have a conversation with me and get you started getting over what is holding you back. If it's sunk costs or if it's some other limiting beliefs, be glad to get you started. UltraMindsetPodcast.run. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you next time.